Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Bobby, how are you doing?
I'm great. And where have you gone to this week? Because I live my holiday life vicariously through you.
Of course, I know. Listen, a lot of people are afraid of their lives to go to the airport these days, Robbie. We hear about armies, and we hear about all sorts. But luckily, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, there I had a lovely trip to Lisbon. Now Portugal, douze points, right? It's always been a great destination for the Irish, and it never fails to kind of deliver. And I went there. It was kind of my own holiday for a few days, but I did 6 days there and loved it, absolutely. Now, I stayed actually in a very interesting place this time, right? It was a convent. Now, you, Robbie, thinking of me in a convent, I know. Yeah, it's a bit... that's not true, Ed. Like, that can't
be. Did the police turn up to remove you?
Yeah, I was in my little cell, But amazing building. Now, the nuns had a few bob, as you know, right? So, still do. But... convent. It then became a train station, and it's right on the water in Lisbon. If you know Lisbon, right, a lot of people might.
I've never been to Lisbon before.
Honestly, it's probably one of the best cities you'll ever go to. Right, I love it.
Portugal is time zones the same. It's not too far
away. And that's the great thing. Yeah, and I mean, I flew with Aer Lingus, Ryanair fly there as well, of course, and TAP, the Portuguese airline, and it was 105 return, just to throw that just to give you an idea. So, and I booked that, I suppose, about 6 weeks before I went. But this hotel, I just wanted to do something a little bit special. It was a little bit of a birthday thing, and the Editree Hotel, as I said, now it's a huge big building because it was a train station, and it's painted this gorgeous red colour, and it's right where the actual cruise ships come in.
So does the railway still run near this?
Beside the Santa Apollonia train station.
So the station moved.
Kind of hived off part of it. And the Editree Hotels, they're a group. They have about 9 hotels all over Portugal, by the way. Now, they would be this is a 5-star hotel, and yet the prices in Lisbon for what you'd pay compared to what you'd pay here for a 5-star hotel, Robbie, really affordable.
Well, what are you talking for a night?
Well, they do prices from 169,
That's good, yeah.
And now they've 11. I had a great interview, by the way, with the general manager, Sonia Fragoso. She told me, not Fragoza, Fragoso. And I was learning Portuguese as well. And it's actually up on podcast if anybody wants to listen. She's really interesting. She talks all about more in-depth history of the hotel and the whole thing about it. But what's really nice, Robbie, they've 11 types of rooms, right? A bit mind-boggling. I didn't see all 11 because I was on my holidays.
How can you have 11 types of rooms?
But I stayed in a station-facing room, which is lovely. They're the kind of your entry level. And they were really lovely big rooms and nice big bathrooms. The rooms over on the sea view or the river view then would be slightly different. But then you have the view there, but slightly smaller. But really, really nice. Long, long corridors. Blue carpets, red carpets. They've only 3 floors there. Big, huge bar inside.
These rooms decorated? Is it historical? Is it modern?
It is, Robbie. And it's very much, they've kept the train station theme, right? So all the old artefacts, the typewriters and desks are there. The actual desk that the station master used, they actually have that. They bought that. This kind of stuff. But it's really, really nice. In your room, there's lots of knobs and sort of brass things that would have been, you feel like you're in a carriage, but it's bigger than that.
Just as long as a train doesn't come roaring
through. If you can't afford the Orient Express, right? This is the job. This is your budget option. But really lovely. And what I love about it as well is the area around there. Of course, gorgeous bars and pubs and the real deal there. I had some really good fun there. I mean, for people who haven't been to Lisbon, I suppose you do all the main things there. The famous Belém Tower. You go out, they have all the different monuments. I did a great boat tour on the yellow bus taxi. It's only €20 and it takes you right out into the river and all the way around, and you get to see the kind of copy of the statue of Jesus from Rio.
Yeah.
That's there, that amazing bridge that you go under. Now, I went over just across from that for beaches. There's a beautiful place, Costa de Caparica, where you can stay as well, right? There's a nice hotel over there as well that I stayed in before. But you can go over and back.
So you can use Lisbon as a base and go to the beaches.
Absolutely.
As well.
38 kilometres of beaches, right? Wow. And now loads of surfers go there. They've loads of fabulous beach restaurants. You know, when you sit on, you're right on the beach with your sardines and your Mateus Rosé, right? 11 euros, you know.
Oh, really?
And I'm talking five
and what
big
about for
sardines.
Eating out? What sort of prices are you looking at for
really
an evening
good,
meal?
Really good, like fabulous. Like, you know, you're talking about sort of 15 euros for sort of, they do menu del dia as well, which could be 15 euro for a three course. You know, there's loads of lovely places. And they've got some very fancy places as well. But when you eat the local stuff, the local, the bacalao and the cod and the fish and the things that they love there, like I said, the sardines, really affordable. I mean, you know, and the food is fantastic there and I loved it. One thing I wanted to say, there's an Irish guy who opened a bar there, right? And he's become a bit of a celebrity. He used to work for Diageo. Peter is his name, and he married this lovely Brazilian lady, and he's opened this cocktail bar called the Onda Cocktail Room, and it's absolutely fantastic, right? We went there. It's been all over the papers, the radio. He's captured the imagination. He got a local guy called Daniel to come in and work for him, but he's got these cocktails, and we went in. It was like downtown Dublin here, right? All these Irish. I have another one of those, please. But it was
only
it was,
you got the sun.
Yeah, it was terrific. Yeah, and I just wanted to give him a little shout out because they make some amazing cocktails there, right? And it's an experience that people would really enjoy. So I thought that was great. Peter O'Connor, and it's the Onda Cocktail Room, and just look it up. It's in a lovely spot. And something different to do. Tiny little place. He's decorated it amazingly well. He always wanted to have his own bar. As I said, he worked in the drinks industry for years and years. And he's brought everything that he's done to this little place. But I never had cocktails like it. I can't even remember the names of the leaves and the things that were in
are
them.
Are they too rude to repeat
but
on
they
air, maybe?
They are super. Like, really, really, really good. And I mean, I've had a few cocktails in my day, right? But Peter has and Joanna, the wife, they've done
it
a great job.
It never ceases to amaze me, though, how when the Irish go away, to get away from Dublin and get away from Ireland, we always end up in an Irish bar somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. And this got Time Out Magazine, Time Out Magazine Bar of the Year in 2021. Can you imagine? So it's like, it's a speciality place, but it's in the Graça or Graça neighbourhood of Lisbon, G-R-A-C-A. So it's really nice. And people kind of, you can book it as well. You can book your, if you want to do something romantic, this would be gorgeous. Yeah, really, really nice.
And of course, you get so much better value than staying at home, which is it's a terrible thing to say, but it is a fact though.
Yeah, and
it?
You know what's brilliant as well? I highly recommend it, Robbie, is the Visit Lisbon card, right? You get this great little card. You can take it for a day, 2 days, 3 days. It covers all your public transport. Now, you know, Lisbon's famous for those beautiful yellow trams that go up and down, up everywhere. It you for all of those, all buses, trains. There's an amazing place outside Lisbon called Sintra, which is incredible. It's got this amazing architecture, and the Lisbon card even takes you there. And I highly recommend going to Sintra for a little day trip as well.
And what is that card now?
It's 23 euros
Jesus,
for a day.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They do even specials on it. But I mean, I burnt a hole in it, and it was like the best. I've used them in other countries. Brilliant. And as I said, you get discounts on you know, museums as well, and free entry into different things with it. But they've really got their act together. I mean, Paddy Cosgrove, you know, moved the Web Summit to Lisbon because of the infrastructure and because of the internet and web. So everywhere you go in Lisbon,
can put us to shame at times, can't it?
You won't be probably happy to know that you're online everywhere you go in Lisbon, right? There's Wi-Fi everywhere for free, which is also really, really nice, you know. So, but a great city, and I keep going back.
Well, look, you've added Lisbon to my bucket list now after that, Ed. So look back next weekend on more travels here on Travel Talk on Saturday Live.
Absolutely. And visit portugal.com. By the way, people are always, they can email me, and of course, but our visit.
And
Lisbon.
Give us the address for the podcast that we can hear that interview on.
Yeah. So if they just on the Sunshine, sunshine106.com, and go to podcasts and Travel Talk.
Perfect.
And you can listen to more about Lisbon from Sonia, the lovely Sonia Fragoso.
Thanks, Ed. Back next weekend on Travel Talk on Sunshine.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain. Sunshine.
106.8. Sunshine 106.8.